This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Tina Fries-Decker. Tina is the CEO and president of Spectrum Healthcare. Spectrum is the is a great, great health system, one of the forward-thinking systems in the country, a great system in Western Michigan, based originally, I think, in Grand Rapids. Tina will tell us a lot more. Tina, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be on this podcast with you. As you said, I have been with Spectrum Health for 18 years. I've loved being here at this organization. And we are based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but cover the west side of the state, as well as cover the entire state with our health plan, Priority Health. I was born and raised actually in Iowa, and now I'm very pleased to spend the last half of my year in Michigan with my family. And so I really rely on those Midwestern values that are embedded in me, and I'm hoping to embed them in my kids as they grow up. My dad was a meteorologist and entrepreneur, so he instilled in me, you know, features to be curious, analytical, and hardworking. And my mom was an art teacher, so she modeled the value of creativity and problem solving. And I use both of those as ways to lead our wonderful organization. As you said, we're an integrated health system. We have a robust health plan and a strong delivery system, and we're committed to our mission to improve health, inspire hope, and save lives, and to our vision of personalized health made simple, affordable, and exceptional.
So I want to come back to Spectrum in a moment. In Spectrum, I've watched grow into two different health systems, the Butterworth and Blodgett systems, into a serious health system, into a great health system, and one that covers a broad area. And as you mentioned, it has one of the best health system insurance plans in the country as well. And I want to come back to Spectrum in a second. I want to talk to you about advice for leaders. You talked about what you'd like to instill in your children and what you'd like to instill in others. What type of advice would you have for emerging leaders? What piece of advice would you give to emerging leaders?
Well, I'm passionate about mentoring others, so this is a great question to ask. You know, two things that come to my mind, especially for emerging leaders, is one, to be true to yourself and your values and continue to develop and learn as you go. And the second is to build your skills in over-communication and over-listening. You know, leaders need to communicate, and we need to over-communicate even more right now. So it's really about getting the message out there. But then it's also critical to make sure that we are listening and using both of our ears, because that's how we can ask questions and understand what's going on. So using both of those things will help us be able to, will help you as a leader be able to think big and understand the global issues as well as implement them as you go forward.
Thank you. Talk for a moment about, I've had the chance over the years to visit with on panels and interview some of the great leaders at your system. You've built a great leadership team. Can you talk a little bit about retaining talent, growing talent, promoting people? My perspective is Spectrum's done an unusually good job at doing that. Take a moment on that issue.
Thank you. I am very proud of our team members. We do spend a lot of time and resources and making sure that we have the right culture and the right environment to recruit, develop, and retain leaders and team members here that want to be part of Spectrum Health. One of our values is compassion, and I believe you need to bring your heart to work every day. That's why we're in this business. That's why we have a mission statement that's so focused on serving others. And that's how we approach and foster our culture right now. So I am so proud of our team members, especially over the past 6 months of what they've done to care for our community, to come up with innovative ideas, and to continue to come every day with excitement, with energy, and passion to make a difference with our mission statement. As it relates to our leaders, I think every day provides a new challenge. We have a thoughtful process, making sure that we can engage in direct dialogue, but it is all back to how do we achieve our mission and our vision.
Thank you. And talk about Spectrum for a moment. 3 points of pride in Spectrum. Can you share that with us?
So just a little bit about Spectrum Health. We have 31,000 compassionate professionals. We have 4,600 medical staff experts and 3,300 committed volunteers. Right now, we have about 14 hospitals where we can provide care throughout our region. And one of those hospitals is the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital for pediatric care. And we have a number of rural hospitals. We also have the third largest provider-sponsored health plan in the country through Priority Health, where we serve almost a million members in our state. So I'm very proud of our organization. What I'm most proud of is our people, our team members. People are the heart of all we do, and our talented and compassionate team members live out our values every single day. I'm also proud of the outcomes that we're achieving because we have that integrated system. You know, we believe one of the best ways to address care and coverage and affordability, simplicity, and exceptional outcomes is through a holistic approach. And having both care and coverage in a robust way allows us to deliver on that. And then lastly, I'm very proud of our innovative spirit. You know, innovation goes on every day throughout our organization, from medical breakthroughs to personalized consumer experiences. This is how we're going to reimagine healthcare and coverage.
Fantastic. And talk about, as you look at innovation, you've built this great health plan, you've built this great integrated system, great seamless patient experience. When you look at the next 6 to 12 months, Tina, how do you look at the top three priorities for the next 6 to 12 months?
I think the culture is still an area that we need to make sure we prioritize. As I think about the past few months, we've been through so much, and our teams have done a fantastic job. But we still need to make sure we cultivate that culture to excel and ensure that we can achieve our mission. We created a new strategic plan 2 years ago, and one of the things I asked our team members was, can you describe the values of the organization? And most could name one or two, but they really had to look at the wall to see the rest of them. And so we created new values, and they're called 4 C's, compassion, collaboration, curiosity, and courage. And what I'm seeing right now is that everyone is living those values, and they don't need to look at the wall or a piece of paper to remember what they are. And so I see that embedded in our culture, and I want to make sure over the next 6 months plus that we continue to foster this culture every day. We also must be laser focused on achieving our vision of personalized health made simple, affordable, and exceptional. It's easy to say, but it's very hard to deliver on that, and that's why it's a 10-year vision. And then last, but certainly not least, is we need to address equitable health outcomes. It's directly connected to our mission, and our goal is to save lives and to add more years of life to our communities. And so we've done much of that work with our Strong Beginnings program focused on infant mortality. We've addressed, put school nurses and teams in schools to help keep kids learning. And we're also continuing to invest, whether it's funding or other resources, to address health inequities. And so this is a big focus for us to ensure that we're achieving our mission and improving the lives of people in our communities.
Oh, fantastic. Can you spend a moment? First, can you summarize again the 4 C's for our audience, for anybody that wants to take those down?
Sure. Our 4 C's, our values, are compassion, collaboration, curiosity, and courage.
Perfect. Next question for you. Can you talk about your career journey? I know that you lead one of the most prestigious health systems in the country now. You started off being a University of Iowa and Iowa State grad. Came from Iowa. Talk about your journey to leadership and how you got to where you are and some thoughts on that.
My first entry-level job was in a hospital, and that inspired me to focus on a career in healthcare. I started in registering people as they came in to the ER and answering the phone and the switchboard. And I remember feeling like it was more than a job. I was contributing to a healing process. And so that's what fueled me to go on to graduate school at the University of Iowa, where I have my master's degree in health administration and industrial engineering, and kind of crafted my own program as I went through. Because my passion and goal has been, how can we make healthcare easier to access, easier to afford. And so that's where I focused my energy. I started at Spectrum Health as an administrative fellow 18 years ago, and then assumed various roles across our system and operations and strategy and executive leadership. And each opportunity gave me new lessons and new growth opportunities to further advance my leadership skills as well as my knowledge in healthcare. And so I have embraced all those opportunities as we forge partnerships, as I mentor others, and as I continue to learn in this role.
And throughout your career, how did you maintain that passion and keep your energy level where you need it to be to continue to strive and thrive as you have?
I enjoy talking with people and finding solutions or understanding what the issues are so we can solve those. So still, I like to round and talk with our team members, with our patients or members, and understand what's going on in their lives. How can we improve the processes? What strategic areas can we implement to make it even better so that we can get to our vision and our mission statement? So I think it's important that we remember in healthcare, we are people caring for people.
Oh, fantastic. Tina, you've had this magnificent career. You run a magnificent health system. It's a great honor for me to get a chance to visit with you today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott.